There's an old theater legend that if you say the name of the play in the theater, the run is doomed. So they call it the Scottish play. The rest of us, though, know it as Macbeth, Shakespeare's shortest play and one of his most famous. There have been so many productions of Macbeth, so many films, that getting anything new out of the play sometimes seems like a stretch. How many times can you watch Lady Macbeth scrub her hands? And that's where this version of the Scottish play, now at Berkeley Rep, takes us to a new place. It's directed by Daniel Sullivan, who also directed Al Pacino on Broadway in Merchant of Venice and won a Tony for his direction of David Auburn's play Proof. The stunning scenic design is by longtime Broadway veteran Douglas W. Schmidt. Tony Taccone, Artistic Director of Berkeley Rep.
You know, Macbeth is a very challenging play. You've got those monologues, you know, that he has. There's six of them, I think. The show kind of lands on those and your believability as to whether or not this guy's really going there. And then, to top it off, you got to figure out the witches. And then you got to figure out what the hell the porter's saying. Those are real challenges.
The stars are Conleth Hill, better known to television viewers as the actor portraying Varys, master of whisperers and friend to Tyrion in HBO's Game of Thrones as Macbeth, and Academy Award winner Frances McDormand as both Lady Macbeth and one of the three witches.
It ends up being about a kind of psychosis. You know, this guy who murders a king in a fit of ambition, encouraged by his wife, ends up trying to validate his actions by committing more murders. Not a good choice. but that watching him go through that process and watching her go through that process, you know, is the heart of the show.
Both Hill and McDormand are superb, as is the entire cast. Frances McDormand, in particular, is riveting, commanding the stage as both the witch and as Shakespeare's master manipulator. Hill holds his own, though. His Macbeth gets better and better as he descends further into his bloodthirsty madness. And when McDormand's characters cede the stage to the final soliloquies and battles, the direction takes center stage.
We don't do Shakespeare, you know, a lot because it's done a lot, and I feel like when we do it, we need to make a contribution. Dan is a phenomenal storyteller. He's a brilliant, brilliant storyteller. I mean, his ability to, like, reveal the essence and the nuance of any given story is second to none.
There's revelation, to be sure, but there's also sheer excitement. The final scenes are as thrilling as you'll ever see in live theater, and it's a production not to be missed. Shakespeare's Macbeth, directed by Daniel Sullivan, plays at Berkeley Rep's Rota Theater through April 10th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.